the money they'd throw, Mama would do whatever he could.
Man, if you made that song today, you'd be run right out of town. Yeah. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, Cher. Isn't she like 77 years old now? Pretty amazing. Speaking of people in their 70s, former President Donald Trump, if you missed it, had a big rally in Arizona over the weekend. And said, we've had enough. We've had all we can take. It was a massive campaign-style rally. And he came out firing. Take down the Biden administration. It's bite number 7. Listen to this.
These decisions they're making, they're wrecking and devastating people's lives, firing Americans from their jobs, forcing innocent children to grow up in masks, closing their schools, destroying education, crushing their development, demolishing their futures, locking people into their homes. What they've done over the last year, wreaking havoc on our economy, going mandate crazy and running neighborhoods. If you look at what's going on, they're just running roughshod all over this country. And they're truly hurting the American people. Like I don't think they've taken away their liberties. What they're doing is incredible. They've taken away their dignity. They've taken away their liberties. And I say enough is enough, and we are not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, we're not going to take it anymore. You got that. You know, and it is the attitude, isn't it? I mean, it really is. It has become the dominant attitude of, listen, we're tired of this nonsense, the divisiveness, the bad behavior. And so, it's time to, you know, it's time to take charge. And I really believe it starts at the school board, the city council, the county commission, all of these places. This is where you take your country back. Not by sitting on the sidelines and grousing about it. That's my job. Work your own side of the street. Yeah, it's my job to sit here and grouse about it. Not yours, pal. Move along. yes. Glenn Youngkin. He's working a good side of the street, the newly sworn in Virginia governor we just talked about. Starting his tenure over the weekend, and obviously it's an election year in Michigan where the governor will be decided whether Gretchen Whitmer will have 4 more years or will be replaced by somebody other. I like Glenn Youngkin a lot. I like what he talks about. I like what he has to say. He's a happy warrior. A happy warrior who believes in America and good things. Not what's wrong, but what's good. Listen to it. Bite number 2. Go.
Parents should have a say in what is taught in schools. They should have a say in what's being taught in schools because in Virginia, parents have a fundamental right to make decisions with regard to their child's upbringing, education, and care. To parents, I say we respect you and we will empower you in the education of your children.
We will empower you. You. I'm not sure what kind of crazy talk that is. Him putting parents in charge of education. Meanwhile, he did say, he has this crazy idea, does Glenn Youngkin, that government isn't the answer. The government's really the problem. And well, listen to bite number 3. Here it is. More from Glenn Youngkin.
And to be clear, this spirit of Virginia is not a spirit that is rested in government telling us what is best for us, but rather reflecting the will of the people. Defending and protecting. Defending and protecting the rights guaranteed by our Constitution. And a government and elected leaders going to work every day for we the people.
For we the people. For us. That's why I say again, it all begins with the school board, the city council, the county commission. Don't bellyache, get involved. Or find somebody that will get involved that you can support. Maybe that's what you should do. Find somebody, I mean, if you don't want to do it yourself, find somebody you can support and get behind them. It's what it takes. Because otherwise, they'll continue to warp education local schools, warp policies at the local level, warp policies at the county level, and ultimately that leads to state and federal policies that are bad. So, you know what you need to do, so go do it. If you need water in your house, I got to tell you, I was thinking about this over the weekend as I was filling up the dog's dish with my reverse osmosis system from Wolverine Water. Thinking, this is the best thing I ever put in the house. It really is. As far as a home improvement product, the RO system, reverse osmosis, giving us endless drinking water for coffee, juice, just water on ice. It's hooked to the ice maker, of course, and the refrigerator. It's great. Love it. WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell Paul Mahaney over there I sent you. You say, Paul, Gruber said I need to talk to you guys. And he'll say, you're darn right. Anyhow, they've been here for 75 years, Wolverine, almost, and it's all Michigan-made. Good stuff. We'll be right back.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. patriotfoods.com.